family moved across the Jordan River to a non-Jewish area, the area of Moab, because there was a famine in the area of Bethlehem. And they started making a living in Moab, in this foreign country to them. And during that time, incredible tragedy strikes Naomi. She loses her husband first, and then a few years later, her sons, after they've married two women from Moab, they both die. So here's Naomi in a foreign land with two daughters-in-law. And she hears that the famine is over in Bethlehem. She must desperately, I mean, she's devastated now. She's lost almost everything. And she just wants to return to her hometown of Bethlehem. And her intent probably is just to die there. And so she tells her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, to stay in Moab. To find husbands there, to make a future for their lives, and she's just going to go back alone to Bethlehem and die. So verse 6 of Ruth 1, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, that's back in Bethlehem, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. But verse 8 says, then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your own mother's home. I'm sure Naomi is pretty torn here, but in the next few verses, she really leans on, as much as she'd like to have them with her, she really leans, for their own sake, stay in your own country, get remarried, raise families. And at this, verse 14 says, they wept aloud again. And then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. In other words, she talked Orpah into staying in Moab, but Ruth just wouldn't have it. And then Ruth replied this. These are verses you'll often hear read in weddings. They are some of the most beautiful, eloquent words that you'll ever find in love stories written anywhere in the world. Ruth replied, verse 16, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. And your people will be my people. This is a foreigner saying this to the Jewish Naomi. Your people are going to become my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. And there I will be buried. And may the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. No wonder we all want words like that read at our weddings. I mean, what incredible, loyal love. The story of Ruth, I mean, the love story doesn't end here because she actually falls in love with the man and gets married by the end of the story. But what amazing, loyal love we have here to Naomi. It's almost a refreshing kind of loyal love. We live in a world where love is so fickle these days. It's little more than, if love is the true gold, it's a little more than the fool's gold of emotional infatuation and self-centered preferences and all of these things that seem so shallow and cheap in terms of what our culture has made love to be. Like, well, I fall in love and then I fall out of love. Like I catch a cold and I get over a cold. I mean, how cheap, how shallow is that kind of love? What about this kind of loyal love? If you're married today, what about this loyal love? I'm going to go where you go. I'm going to stay where you stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. We're going to be joined spiritually. We're going to not only live together, we're going to make life work together wherever you are, because all I know is even death won't ever separate us. And I'll be buried with you where you're buried. And, you know, my own mom and dad had this kind of love, and it was just a week ago today that my mom was buried right beside my father up in Winnipeg, Canada. The border's still closed because of COVID, so we couldn't go up. But you know what? My mom had that kind of loyal love for her husband, and my dad had the same love for my mom, and it kept them all their lives. This is the kind of loyal love that all of us who are married, it's good for us to be reminded. And if you're not married, It's great. When it comes to our friendships, it's not like we're on some kind of perpetual shopping spree. We sink our roots down in relationship. And we say, I'm going to be loyal to, whatever happened to the word loyalty, I'm going to be loyal to you. Your God's going to be my God. We're going to serve God together. We're going to be in relationship together. We're going to stay faithful to one another as friends. This is loyal love. And I'd just like to pray for you right now, for your marriage, if you're married, for your friendships, if you're not married. Father, we thank you for this kind of loyal love. Well, how refreshing it is in a fickle culture like we live in, full of emotional infatuation and taking people to ourselves and then dropping them. My God, forgive us for this. I pray you touch our marriages. I pray you'll reset them on the foundation of loyalty above all. I pray for our friendships. Help us to take the responsibility, not to just keep sizing our friends up, whether they meet our expectations, but help us to take the responsibility for what loyalty looks like to our friends. I just pray you'll give us grace, and we thank you in Jesus' name for your true love for us. Amen.